This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Making your Monday more bearable with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. Brekkie Bears, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Melbourne. It is Big Bear Mark here with Luke the Wonder Cub. Hey, Luke.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good for a Monday morning. I know.
It's the time. It's so exciting.
Well, there's so many things happening in the world.
Well, in Australia especially.
The Logies last night.
I know. Fantastic pointless evening.
The election was called. Another pointless
fantastic
evening.
Pointless day coming up.
Eurovision's next week.
Fantastic pointless weekend.
Oh, don't say that. Pointless. Oh, it's all happening.
It's all very, like, niche, isn't it?
It is. Well, you see, I mean, maybe I'm not so interested in Logies, but I do like a bit of politics and I do like a bit of my song contest.
Yes, I know you do.
Yes.
Well, yeah, the song contest is probably my favourite of the three.
You're not into your politics?
No, I don't even know what's going on. Like, I did find there was a really handy online quiz that you can do to kind of tell you where you should vote, which I thought was actually pretty handy because I knew who I was going to vote for anyway, really, but it sort of put it in perspective. And I think half the topics on that test, I had no idea what they were. So I was like, yeah, I know nothing about the world. I feel very disconnected from what's going on, so but that's fine.
All right, that's interesting.
But hey, whatever.
I feel quite connected. I think I know what's going on in the world.
Well, let's face it, Mark. We're not here for our political knowledge.
No, we're not. We're here for our
ability to talk crap.
That's the one. I was looking for the right words. You came up with
that's
them.
That's what we do.
Very good.
And that is definitely the plan today. Going to be talking about some Mother's Day traditions later in the show.
We are indeed.
We're going to be talking about a prophecy that might come true.
Do, 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 do.
Do, 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 do.
And with the do-do-dos, we've also got barely Believable with Robbie after 8:30.
That's right. How was your weekend, Big Bear?
Oh, look, it was a bit mixed, actually.
Oh, mixed.
Yeah, it was. I just got my car back from having it being repaired for 4 weeks.
Yay.
And it broke down again.
Oh.
I was like, I can't win. I can't win with that car.
So wait, so they fixed it, but they did something else wrong?
Yeah, they fixed it, but then they didn't obviously tighten something correctly or I don't know.
Oh, no.
But I'm going to have to take it back and go, no, you need to fix this.
What jerks?
That's actually the second time I've had something fixed and then I've had to go back and get it changed.
Not
by the same people.
Or?
Yeah, on the car.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, not on me. No, it's like on the car. But yesterday I went up to the lovely Ballarat.
Lovely Ballarat.
It was. It was really lovely.
Way of talking about Ballarat.
We went to a pub and we went to they had a smoked meat festival thing.
Ooh.
And it was really cool.
I do love a smoked meat.
Oh, I love a smoked meat.
I do.
And
I
then
do.
We went to a little cellar door wine place and had cheese. It was lovely.
Smoked meat, wine and cheese.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Where was my invite, Mark?
Huh?
Question. Where was my invite?
It was. It's in the mail, I think. It was a bit of a spur of the moment thing, actually. But it was a lovely day. You don't invite me to everything you do.
I was joking.
Hello.
I was joking.
Hello.
No, I had a great day yesterday. I stayed at home.
There you go.
Which is fantastic. I saw my mum on Saturday.
Yes.
For Mother's Day. A bit of a pre-Mother's Day. So I'll talk to you about that a bit later on.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Mother's Day in a second.
But yeah, so Mother's Day, it was celebrated. And I worked on Saturday as well. And, you know, did the show, did Checkpoint, of course. So, but yeah, yesterday I literally sat at home and played video games. And it was a rainy day. It was like cold. And horrible, and the dogs were just so happy to not be outside. They just like slept on the couch next to me. We had the heater on all day. It was a very relaxed Sunday, which was really good because it was my one day off. So I just wanted to kind of recharge the batteries and not do anything. So
I love those days.
Yeah, and I think I read something the other day that said, as humans, we should really try and have at least one day per week where we literally do nothing. So one day per week where we don't go to work, but also we don't go out, we don't do things, we don't do a big shop, we don't see people, like just more of a day for you where you can just recharge.
To recharge the batteries. Yes,
apparently if you don't do that, it's actually quite unhealthy to have at least one day a week where you just kind of breathe and stop and just kind of recharge everything. So
I'll agree with that.
I'm all about that now, especially. Yeah. Oh, I thought I was anyway, but now I'm like, yes, there's a reason for this day that I'm taking.
Even more, you've got validation. The Logies were on last night. So what did you think? You watched it, didn't you?
No, I didn't watch it.
You watched some of it.
I don't have time for that. No, I didn't watch any of it.
No? Oh,
I was just tracking one of those those live update websites where like, here's what's happening. Big congratulations to the most popular personality, Gold Logie winner, Waleed Ali.
Oh, I love Wally.
Amazing.
I think it's really great that he won. Yeah. Really, really good. He also won Best Presenter as well, by the way.
Yeah, he won Best Presenter. But, yeah. I mean, it, you know, obviously caused a bit of controversy, the Logies this year. It shouldn't have, but it did.
It shouldn't have. And that's... I get angry
people are terrible, though. Yeah. So it did. All these people, you know, like Lily Chin and Waleed Ali, it's like... I don't want to whitewash Australian television. Like, it's not like that. We're a diverse country.
We're not the Oscars.
No.
No.
And we've proven that.
Exactly.
Because Waleed won.
Exactly.
Which is great.
It was amazing. Look,
so congratulations.
Some of the other programs and stuff that won last night, we had Sean McAuliffe's Mad as Hell won Best Comedy.
I love Sean McAuliffe. He's just the best.
And so it is awesome. Coming back.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Well, he's
great
amazing.
News.
So that's really good news. Also, some really useless awards, like Family Feud won an award. Gogglebox won an award.
Yeah, Gogglebox won Best Factual Program. Come on.
Factual how?
What?
And then
really?
You got Home and Away winning Best Drama. Like, come on, people. Like, yeah. I know it's voted, but, like, come on.
I know. Well, you don't look at the voted ones. You look at the industry ones, like Most Outstanding Entertainment Program, The Gruen Transfer.
Yeah.
Because I like The Gruen Transfer.
Yeah, yeah.
Most Outstanding Miniseries was The Secret River, which Tim Mitchin also won a Logie for, which is really good.
Lots of winners, some justified and some totally useless, like any awards show. And, of course, the whole thing ran for about 7 hours, which is great. So if you survived till the end, congratulations. I couldn't even survive reading online about it. I had to go to sleep because it was like 11:30 and it was still on. So,
wow.
So good on you, Logies, for taking up too much time than you actually deserve. Okay. Yes, thank you, Josh. And coming up this hour on the Brekkie Bears, we're going to be talking a little bit about Mother's Day traditions.
Oh, Mother's Day.
Now, with that one, I have to say there is a tradition that a friend of my mum's has, and if it's not adhered to, it can result in the kids being completely exiled from the family.
It's a bit harsh.
It
really?
Is serious business, I'm telling you. I'm talking about Mother's Day traditions this morning.
So what's your Mother's Day tradition, Luke? Because you said you've got a tradition.
Well, it's a bit of a weird one as well. So it's funny because we, I'm an only child and yes. Mum has never been a fan of like little kids. Like right. Babies and stuff like that.
We
toddlers.
Love them, but your mother doesn't.
No, we don't love them. I don't love them. Kids are fine, but like little babies and toddlers and things. But kids that can't talk yet and can't look after themselves properly.
Yeah.
I can't stand that. Anyway, so we find that Mother's Day, as a day, we like to go out for lunch. We like to go to a restaurant or a pub or something and have like a good meal.
Yes.
So firstly, there's a high probability there'll be children there.
It's Mother's Day. Yes.
Fair enough. So there's a high chance there'll be little kids running around, and because mum is getting pampered or whatever, probably not, you know, looking after the kid and keeping an eye on it as much as they could, and so the kids tend to run amok.
Yes.
And we hate that. There's nothing worse than a little child running around watching you eat and, like, throwing things and crying. I hate that in public. I can't stand it. So, and mum's the same. She can't stand it either. So, little kids. So, on top of that, pubs and places and restaurants tend to have, like, Mother's Day special deals.
They do, yes.
Which are, like, super expensive. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, rather than, like, your regular stuff, it's, like, three courses for, like, well, only $100. And you're like, I'm sorry, what? Like, it's expensive, you know? So, we always, and have for years, we go out on Saturday night.
Nice.
Before Mother's Day.
Yeah.
So we go out for dinner on Saturday night. It's night time, so there's less kids. It's the night before Mother's Day, so people generally don't go out on that night because they're going out on Mother's Day. And meals are regularly priced. We have a great night, and it's just really relaxed and really lovely. And that's what Mother's Day should be, and that's for us. We prefer to do that. So a bit of a weird tradition, but I haven't seen my mum on Mother's Day itself, like, ever. Like, since I was at home.
Oh, really?
We always do Saturday night because we just prefer it.
Oh, very good. Well, I kind of like that tradition. It makes sense.
Yeah, just a bit of a different way of doing things.
Yeah, that's very good.
So, yeah, that's my tradition.
What's your tradition? You can let us know on 0427 joy949 is the SMS, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au.
I want to tell you a story. It happened on Saturday to my partner. So we have regular gardeners who come and do our property, right?
Yes.
And we have done for a while. And they told us a while ago, like a few months ago, you know, they're going to come once a month and do our property.
Yep.
And it will cost $55.
Yep, that's all right.
Cool.
That's cool.
Easy. No worries.
No worries.
So we're like, yep, cool, that's the deal. Like, yeah, so $55 every time we come. We're like, yeah, cool, no worries. So on Saturday, they came and started doing the property as they do. They just rock up and start doing the lawns and stuff. And then they finished everything.
Yep.
Came to the front door, knock, knock, here to get the money. And then my partner went to give them the money.
Yep.
And they went, oh, it's actually, it's more today.
What?
And,
no.
And Matt was like, I'm sorry, what? And they said, oh, because we haven't been for, I think it was 6 or 7 weeks instead. They're like, because it's been more than 4 weeks, it's an extra $20.
No, 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 no. If they've said something, they've got to stick to it. That's
Matt was basically like, what are you talking about? You never told me this. And they were like, well, it's because it's 7 weeks. And Matt was like, it doesn't matter like what your reason is. You can't do the job and then come to my door and ask for more money.
That's right.
And so the second gardener came to try and help explain it. And they said the same thing. Oh, but it's been 7 weeks and that's why it's more. And Matt was like, you're not listening. You didn't tell me about this beforehand. I'm not paying you more than 55.
Yeah.
Get off my property.
Yeah.
Like, just get out. You're done. And they were like, oh, but it's been 7 weeks. And they kept trying to explain it over and over again. And Matt was like, no, just get out. You're done. Leave.
What if he didn't have the extra $20? I mean, you shouldn't have to anyway.
And this is the thing, right? You know, Matt was very clearly like, no, I'm not paying you. Get out. Get off my property sort of thing. But I'm sure that many people would just go, okay, and then get the extra $20 and give it to them.
I think a lot of people don't want the conflict.
Yeah, especially at your front door, at your house, after they've done it. It's pretty confronting, I think, for people to then be like, well, no, that's wrong, and to tell someone to their face,
yeah,
no, yeah, I'm not doing that. You know, it takes a certain type of balls, basically, so to speak, to do that.
Exactly.
And so Matt did that, which was great. But it got me thinking, you know, people that do things like that, that try and rip people off in that way. Now, you were saying, Mark, it's actually illegal.
It is illegal. If you have if it's anything above $1,000, you've got to have a contract anyway.
Right.
And a lot of people don't. But if someone verbally says a price, or quotes you a price, they can't change the price after they've quoted you unless they talk to you before they do the work.
Yeah.
If they do it after, well, thank you very much. You've just given me that for free because that's not legal.
It's not what we agreed on.
It's not what you agreed on. That you've got some places you can go. You can go to the trade fair trading. You can also call the police, believe it or not.
Wow.
And especially in your case where Matt's told them to get off the property, if they don't leave, then they're trespassing as well.
Right, right.
So they have to get off the property. But you've got some recourse through the Fair Trading Act. Don't pay it is my advice. What do you think? What have you done in the past? Have you had a similar situation?
Has this happened to you before?
Yeah. We were just talking to, in the song, the lovely David, who's sitting on the front desk today for Alice, who's off today. David was saying he had a problem with plumbers a couple of months ago where they were adding extra charges to the bill. And they were, you know, it's a problem. He ran Consumers Affairs and got some advice. And
that's the thing. I think knowing your rights is really important.
It is.
I had a message in from Matthew from South Yarra. Hi, Matthew. Asking about the story before that I said about how my partner, he had a fight with the gardeners because they did the job that we'd agreed on and then came to the door afterwards and said, oh, actually, it's $20 more than usual. And Matthew messaged and said, did they do 7 weeks of work, though? Was the agreement $55 per 4 weeks worth of work? But they should have knocked at the beginning and explained it's been a while.
Yeah.
So the agreement was that we would have them, you know, regularly. And they said, if you have us back on a regular basis, $55 will be the price. I think the issue was is there was no clear definition of what regular meant.
Yeah, and then...
So 6-7 weeks to us is, yeah, it's reasonably regular. If they're coming every 6-7 weeks, that's kind of regular.
Especially in winter when the grass doesn't grow as fast and all that sort of stuff.
So did they do 7 weeks worth of work? Like, I guess the grass was longer, but really there wasn't anything additional they did. It was just a bit longer grass and a bit more whippersnipping maybe, but I mean, that's not...
I think the point is that they should have checked with you beforehand.
And if they had, we probably would have gone, oh, okay, no worries, and we would have paid it.
Yeah, exactly.
If they just checked.
Yeah.
Because we're not jerks. Like, it's just like they didn't tell us. And I was like, well, hang on a second. You can't say that afterwards. But I wanted to give a tip. Now, this happened. I was moving house a couple of months ago, or a few months ago now. And I went to one of those websites that you tell them what the job is and they send you a bunch of quotes from different cleaners. Because we wanted to get an exit clean done because it was a rental property. We wanted to make sure we got our bond back okay. So rather than doing it ourselves and going through that, we thought we'll just get someone to come and do it and do an exit clean.
And they sort of guarantee it and everything like that, don't they?
That's right. So if you don't get your bond back, they'll come back and redo it and stuff like that. Yes. So depending on where you go, of course. So anyway, we found a place and it was actually fine. The guys we got were great. But a lot of the reviews online of different exit cleaners were saying that what people do is they book the exit clean for a certain day. Now, if you've ever moved house and a rental property, you'll know that you do an exit clean pretty much the day before you hand the keys back.
Exactly.
Basically, before the final inspection. So what these people do is these cleaners, these dodgy cleaners, they'll come to your house the day there's booked and they'll actually change the price on the day compared to what they've talked to you on the phone or via email about.
But that's awful because you're in a spot then and you have to... You probably go, oh, well, I'm handing the keys back tomorrow. What else can I do?
Because they literally will go, well, this is the price. Deal with it. We're not doing it for any less. And then, of course, you're stuck because you don't have time to find another cleaner in 24 hours. It's tricky, you know. Everyone's busy. What if you can't find a cleaner? You want your bond back, right?
Yeah.
So, and they literally will play that card. They'll go, well, if you don't use us, who are you going to use?
I'm outraged.
Unfortunately, it's clever, but it's horrible.
Oh, it's so dodgy.
It's so dodgy.
You know, even in that situation, I would actually go no and then ring the landlord or the real estate agent and say, this is what's happened. I'm going to have to get another cleaner. You'll have to give me another day or something.
I guess that's risky, though, as well. Because what if there's a problem with them and they say, we've got to pay more rent?
Well, you've got to pay another week's rent. Yeah.
Who knows? So I think that's how they get you. So just be wary out there. Make sure you do your homework and do your reviews. Even get the people to come to your house and actually write up a quote based on looking at the house first. You don't want to be left in that position, that's for sure.
And look, if that happens, I would strongly recommend ringing Fair Trading and letting them know.
Definitely.
You know, they can sometimes do stuff about that.
Yeah.
Making your Monday more bearable with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. Brekkie Bears, Joy, 94.9.
Yes, and coming up this hour on the Brekkie Bears, later on in the show, Robbie is back after a few weeks.
Yes.
Had his appendix out.
He had his appendix out. Oh.
So he'll be here with another episode of Barely Believable, taking us somewhere in the world, very strange for a very strange, weird ritual of some kind. Very
talking exciting. About strange, we'll be talking about a bit of a prophecy.
That's right, everybody. A prophecy is being fulfilled today.
Today.
And it could spell the end of days. Guys, I don't want to alarm anybody.
It's the end of the world.
Well, this could be the last Brekkie Bears ever.
Well, it could be.
Because the world could end today.
Well, according to some, that is exactly what's going to happen. Today, Mercury passes in front of the sun.
Yes.
And this happens like 13 times a year. Sorry. Not
year. Imagine that. 13 times a year.
No, 13 times a...
century.
A century. Now,
not very
so
often, basically.
It's not very often, but, you know, once every... 7 years, something like that. I don't
know.
I'm not good at maths.
It's of significance. And now, there's a whole... It's based on the Bible, right? It's a Bible prophecy.
Yeah.
So, if you think negatively about the Bible, then, yeah, don't stress. But,
if you believe it's, a fairy tale like me.
So, what happens is, right, here's the theory, right? When the Blood Moon Jubilee is measured from Rosh Hashanah 2015, the Jewish New Year, the transit of Mercury is set to take place 240 days, also 40 days short of the birth cycle. Now, this is significant because the number 40 appears in the Bible over and over. Moses spent 40 days with God.
Yes.
Goliath challenged Israel 40 days, and Jesus fasted for 40 days. So what they're saying is that May 6th was when the new moon cycle started.
Yes.
And the prophecy explains the moon will be 3 days old at the time of this Mercury transit, which is significant as it's related to the sex sins in the Bible.
Yes, and it also goes on to say that the moon itself turns into a sickle. So
a popsicle or?
No, a sickle.
Oh,
like a cutting instrument. So literally Orion's club turns into a mace and it strikes the lion whelp along the cheek, which is Leo, the constellation.
Oh, my God.
So it's all very mystical and do-do-do-do.
It's all happening, isn't it? So the end of the world could be today, guys.
Could be.
This is it.
I don't think it is going to be.
It's all over.
No, not before Eurovision.
I love you, Mum. I love you, Matt.
No, it's not going to happen.
Not before Eurovision. Look at you. Not before Eurovision. After Eurovision is fine.
It's fine. But not before Eurovision. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
I love that that was your go-to response.
Yeah.
Not before Eurovision.
I've got to find out who wins.
Oh, God.
But look, we want to know, like, if you had one day, you knew that today was going to be the last day you're going to be alive, what would you do?
What would you do? Last day on Earth. What would you do?
You're on the Brekkie Bears with Mark and Luke, and we're talking about the end of the world. Some silly prophecy again has said it's going to be the end of the world today. So we've been asking you.
I don't know why I'm doing ghost noises. I'm sorry.
No. We've been asking you what you do on your last day to get tickets to Bianca Del Rio.
That's right. Double pass giving away to the best drag race winner ever.
And Ange said that she would spend it with the loved ones, laughing together and eating whatever she wanted.
Yeah, fair
and
enough.
Look, I think I agree with Ange. I think I'd do exactly the same. I'd get my partner and the puppies and pack the car with all the food that we've got. And maybe go somewhere nice, like a nice mountaintop or something. Just, you know, cuddle and be together.
We had another message in from Darren, quite similar, really, saying he would cuddle and play with my poochies and drink Verve.
There you go.
Very fancy.
Exactly. And Boyd basically said that he'd have an orgy of all his favourite foods and wines.
And then follow it up with an orgy of a different kind.
A different kind. Yum, yum, yum. and we got another message. Don't know who this is from, but they said they knew that the world was ending today. And they were so going to pull a sickie today.
Yeah.
So you go, pull a sickie on. I think if you knew the world was ending, you wouldn't be bothered with going to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Don't think that would be the thing you'd do.
I think for me, the playing with the dogs and the partner and stuff, I think that's a good
playing with the partner. Yeah,
it's a simple way of ending the world, I suppose. I'd like to think I wouldn't just do that. Maybe I'd do like a big party or something. And I just invite everyone that I liked to it. And look, if they didn't come, that's fine. They probably got their own thing on. But I thought, you know, let's get everyone together. I've got a lot of good friends as well, you know. And I thought, rather than just hanging with the family, is also get everyone I know that I like in one place at one time.
Yeah.
And just do a send-off, do a countdown, have some drinks, and just completely party like it's the end of the world.
Party like it's 1999.
Yeah, you'd have a party. You'd celebrate, wouldn't you? And you'd go all out. You'd spend all your money. You'd all spend all your money together. So you'd all just buy food and elaborate drinks and, you know, all sorts of stuff, and you'd just go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
That's what you'd do, yeah.
All out.
I think I'd take the simpler route, but yeah, the
use
quieter
all the bank.
Route.
Yeah. Use all the bank. Joy does not run on, you know, just
air.
No. Thank you. I couldn't think of a word. Air, that's logical. Air. It's run on the backs of fantastic volunteers who just do an amazing job. They dedicate their time and their effort to come here and run the station. We're volunteers. Pretty much all the presenters are volunteers, but also it's not just about us who are on air.
No.
There's people who work behind the scenes tirelessly to keep Joy going and to keep it happy and full of love, and they're just amazing. And it's National Volunteer Week this week.
It is all week, and we wanted to celebrate today by just having a chat to one of the volunteers.
One of the many volunteers.
Now, it's Lance. He comes in and does the front desk after we're on.
Yes.
So he looks after Rachel when she's on the air.
Yes.
Hey, Lance, how you going?
I'm good, thanks. How are you two?
Yeah, good. So you've been involved with the station for a while, haven't you?
About 3 years.
About the same as us, really.
Yeah. And what got you involved in Joy in the first place?
Well, it was time I came out, actually. I got the courage to come up here and asked about becoming a member and volunteering and that, and it's opened up so many doors to me, and it's been fantastic.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we love coming in and seeing your smiling face on Monday mornings. And you've been here. Yeah, and like you've been here for, as you said, 3 years. So that's commitment.
Yeah, I go home.
I gather you do, yeah.
You don't sleep here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's good. Yeah, it's the people good. Are fantastic. And if we didn't have people like you two on, there wouldn't be a job for me, would there? So.
Oh, thank you.
Well, we wouldn't do very well without people like yourselves, you know, running the front desk for us as well. We'd be super stressed and probably wouldn't enjoy it at all. So you guys are a very vital part of Joy, as is every volunteer that does all sorts of things here.
Yeah.
From front desk to podcasters to helping out with training to even the volunteer coordinator is a volunteer. Like, it's crazy.
It is crazy. Look, I do want to just quickly thank a couple of special people. I do want to thank Alice, who usually does the front desk for us on Monday morning.
Yes.
Because without her, you know, we'd be having to answer the door and everything, but she's so lovely and works hard. And thank you for David for filling in today as well.
Yeah.
Also want to thank Anthony Bandel for coming in and doing the news for us.
Yes.
Because he volunteers himself. And Robbie, of course, as well, who not only does Barely Believable, but he also does our podcast for us as well.
He's our podcaster, that's right. Yeah. So, I mean, these are all the different things that contribute to keeping the station running. So really is a big team effort, which is fantastic.
Exactly.
So thank you, Lance.
Thank you.
For all the hard work that
thank
you do.
Thank you, Lance.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're travelling through another dimension.
With the cub
reporter, who is kind of short.
And out of his mind.
Telling us of journeys into a wondrous land whose boundaries
are that of the imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Barely Believable.
Here on Joy 94.9.
Ooh, Robbie's back! Yay!
Robbie's back!
Oh, glad you're back.
It's been so long.
I know, with your appendix.
It's gone.
It's gone?
It's
no
gone.
More
they
appendix?
They stole it from me in the middle of the night.
Oh, my God. They you sell it on the black cub market.
Yes. I wonder how much an appendix would fit.
Ooh. Not much, not much, I wouldn't imagine. No, you don't really need them.
It's like a snack, isn't it?
Oh, well,
I was just trying to think what you'd buy it for.
I'm not sure that it was in a very good condition. So
no, I'm just intrigued that they pulled it out through your belly button.
They did. I've got a nice little scar on my belly button.
Oh, God.
And out through there. It's been so long. I've not been on the radio for 4 weeks.
I know. Wow. It's crazy.
Do I talk into this thing?
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
And it's like you're only on for another 2 weeks and then you're off to America.
And then I'm away
well.
Again. I know.
You're going to the Bingham
Think
World
of the letters
Cup.
People will write.
It's always
Where
something
is that cub
reporter
gone?
Yeah.
So what's happening this week in exactly. Barely Believable?
So Barely Believable this week, we're going to... I've been inspired by the fact that I've been in surgery and had operations done. So we're travelling to Antarctica.
Ooh.
Where surgery is a bit of an issue. But we're also travelling back in time, which we've not done that before. We're travelling back to 1961.
Wow.
Now, I must start by saying that I got my appendix out at the Prince Alfred, and the doctors, the surgeons, and the nurses especially, all just amazing.
Good.
The treatment was fantastic. Now, in 1961, this poor guy didn't have quite the luxuries I did. A 27-year-old Soviet doctor, his name was Leonard Rukovic. He was stationed in the Antarctic. He was their doctor. Acute appendicitis came on. The condition was worsening. Of course, there's no aircraft and the weather is too intense. There's just no emergency evacuations and was in danger of a burst appendix, which can be... lethal.
Yes.
And had to perform an appendectomy on himself.
I thought that was where you were going. Oh, no. Could you imagine?
Wow.
If you're of the strong-willed, the strong-gutted, then Google this, because there's actually photos of it online.
He took photos as well.
Well, somebody took photos.
It.
I think he was
selfie.
Busy.
oh, my God.
There were selfie stick back then they could use.
No, 1961, no.
Nice black and white photos, but they're gory enough. He sat up under a local anaesthetic. The media The meteorologist of the team was holding the retractors for him. The driver was holding the mirrors so he could see everything.
Oh, my God.
He passed out several times, but he finished in 2 hours.
Yeah.
And this is the bit that puts me to shame a little bit. I've been away for how long? 3 weeks. He made a full recovery and was back to full duties in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Good for him.
That's amazing.
Isn't
that impressive,
awful?
Really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's like, I mean, mine was keyhole surgery. They
They cut him open, rip himself right open.
Yeah.
I can't even like scratch myself too hard. It hurts, you know. Like, I don't let alone doing surgery on myself.
Unbelievable.
But it is amazing that they do these days that they can do keyhole surgery. I remember when I was a kid, but everyone used to have big scars and everything like that. But not these days.
Not even 10 years ago, they were still doing that.
Yeah. It's incredible. Thank you very much, Robbie.
And welcome back.
Thank you.
Great to have you back in the studio. We're asking you what you would do if today was indeed the end of the world as per the prophecy in the Bible. Now, we had a message in from Tom, who is a bit of a smart-ass Tom. He says he wouldn't waste time entering competitions that make no difference if he wins.
Well, that's fair enough.
That's very fair.
We also had a message from Paige saying, if today was the end of the world, I'd come out to family and friends and tell them, in fact, that I've... I actually really love one of Marvel's Avengers. I mucked that up bad, didn't I? Oh, well.
So you'd come out as an Avenger?
Yeah.
Fair enough. You'd lie to everybody. That's nice.
Neil from Carrum Downs. He's take the puppies, food and friends to Cowes Phillip Island, where on the beach was filmed.
Oh, there you go.
Nice. Someone who's been a bit shady here.
So shady.
Tim. He says, I would tell my friend's partner what I really thought of him. And I would ask my friend, what the hell you were thinking? You've just wasted 19 years of your life. Oh, Tim, that's a bit shady.
Such a shady, shady lady. And we had another one as well from Daz, which I think is a... This is meant to be a nice gesture, but it sounds kind of mean.
I think this could be shady as well.
If it was the last day on Earth, I'd tell everyone how I felt about them, followed by a really nice dinner.
Oh, well,
so is the dinner like making amends to what he's going to say to them?
It's like, you're rubbish. Have a nice dinner. I don't know. We've also had Mark from Chadson say he'd go to the GH, drink lots, and party lots like it's 1999.
And kiss lots as well.
And kiss lots.
You would, wouldn't you? You'd just snog everyone. Who cares? Blah, 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 blah.
Well, you're part of it, but then again, it's the end of the world.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
That's the sound you'd make, probably.
Blah, 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 blah.
Now, Robbie, you're still in the studio with us. What would you do if it was the end of the world and it was your last day on Earth?
I'd like to think that I'd do something really exotic or jump on a plane or go somewhere I hadn't been or have an experience that I haven't had. But I think if I was being real, I'd probably... You just want to spend it with the people that you're close to, your family, your loved ones, you know, the ones that you'll miss. And I think that I would eat a lot.
That's been a common theme, actually. Yeah. It's funny, yeah.
I think I would just, with reckless abandon...
Well, diet goes out the window, health goes out the window, diabetes, see you later, who cares?
Don't care.
Yeah.
Right? Gorge.
I could imagine my partner would get his pipe out and go for it. And stuff that you care about because you want to stay alive, but then if you're going to die anyway...
Maybe you'd run naked through the street.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Who cares?
I don't like this telling people what you think about them. That's a bit...
I know.
It shows a real dark side of your personality. If the last thing you want to do in the world is run around and go, I hate you and you and you and you.
Here's why I hate you. Here's why you're terrible.
It's a little shady, I have to say.
Surely there are better things to do.
It's almost all she wrote for us on the Brekkie Bears.
It's coming up this week. I just want to mention quickly on Tuesday, Worldwide Wave. I'm going to be on Worldwide Wave this week.
Oh, cool.
Talking about, what do you think we're talking about, Luke?
I don't know. Tell us quickly because you've got for 40 seconds.
Eurovision.
Oh, God. Okay, right.
And then at 9 o'clock on Thursday night, it's The Woods. And guess what we're talking about?
Bear stuff.
No, Eurovision.
Oh, my God.
Michael from the Eurovision show is coming on. We're talking about all the woofy men on Eurovision.
And then Saturday night.
And then Saturday night at 8 p.m. is the final. So we would have seen the first two semifinals. It's our wrap-up. We're going to review the big six songs and what we think is going to happen.
More Eurovision.
Joy Eurovision. Yes, 8 p.m. on Saturday. What about 3 o'clock on Saturday?
So Checkpoint on 3 p.m. on Saturday. It was meant to be last week, but the guys couldn't make it. So it's happening this week.
Yep.
So Game Changers from Minecraft to misogyny, talking about misogyny in the games industry from a female's perspective and from the perspective of LGBT as well. So that's this Saturday at 3 p.m. It'll be a really fantastic show. Looking forward to it.
You should have had a Eurovision special.
So as always, we do hope that we've helped to make your Monday mornings just a little bit more bearable.
Woof, grr.
Enjoy the rest of your week. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof grr.
Woof grr.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.